Mozambique. So where do we serve? Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil, is part of the greater Porto Alegre area of 5 million people. More specifically, we're in the very top of the Vale dos Sinos, which is the windy river valley, which is like, sounds so country, doesn't it? And so above that star there where the arrow is hitting. So we'll take a minute to take a glimpse looking back, what's going on now, and look forward. So in 2022, our missionary team consisted of Diego and Vanessa, Mark and Jess, myself, Katie, and our intern, Amanda. And now we're looking at 2025. Our missionary team is Phil and Rachel, Mark's parents, Mark and Jess, myself, Katie, and Lisa, who is a biblical counselor and has come to help with the biblical counseling ministry getting started in our region. So 2018 was the beginning of our church plant. We had some Bible studies previously, but officially began in Mark and Jess's garage. And in 2018, in August, we rented a facility and began in our first official launch there. So you can see in 2021 how the Lord had begun bringing people in. And during the pandemic, he began to bring more people in. And in 2024, you can see how the Lord has just really been blessing, bringing in families. So we have now from little babies all the way up to elderly. So it's a very well-balanced church age-wise, and we're thankful for that. So those yellow shirts are our Awana kids. They had done a special presentation on the anniversary of the church. So by God's grace, the church has an average attendance of 90 to 100 with 58 members, 10 ministry leaders, and two pastors in training. Our children's ministry has grown to four Sunday school classes with 23 servants and around 25 kids attending. So there's a little glimpse at some of our classes there. We have Escola Bíblica, which is Bible school, with 12 students that meets twice a month on Tuesdays for those who are unable to do the seminary but want to dig deeper and grow in their faith and in their knowledge of God's word. And then on Wednesday nights, we have midweek Bible study groups. We have a study in Philippians in one home. And then also we have what's called Aplicar y Aprofundar, which means to apply and dig deeper. And so they take the theme of the sermon on Sunday and then apply it to their lives and dig deeper into that. And so you can see the bottom picture. It should be in the next month or so. They have a soup night in the middle of winter. So that's where they bring all the study groups together. The youth group has been also growing. We have three leaders and around 15 youths attending. Three of those youths have been called into the military service, so please be praying for them. We also began Awana last year, so this is our second year with 25 servants and 35 children. So FLAMA, the Flames, is the group that I work with, specifically the girls from the 9 to 12-year-old girls. So we had two of them trust the Lord as their Savior in the last month. And so one of my greatest privileges is discipling our new believers. So on the left, we have Mary Jane and Isabella, and on the right are Valentina and Laura. We also was really great to we had teacher training again this year. So it's about 10 to 15 hours of class time, plus they have to do practical experience in the Sunday school classes, and then we'll give them certificates at the end of the year. And so we had 10 students this year. So we have been talking, like, I think God is preparing us for when we get to the new facility and expand, because we have all these sudden interest in all these teachers being trained. And so we're really excited about that. Our local seminary, in conjunction with BCM Worldwide, which is Biblical Counseling Ministries Worldwide, is offering a biblical counseling course that's four modules. And so we had nine members from our church participating in the first module. The church also has a sports outreach, which has brought in a lot of different unbelievers and friends to come and build relationships so they can share the gospel. We have missions ministries with 12 servants and five Brazilian missionaries helping in other church plants in the area, but they even sent a team across the state to help Leandro and Valeria launch their church plant as well. So the church plants in our region, began in 2009 in Campo Bom with the opening of the Southern Brazil field, and then began expanded to Estancia Velha and down to San Leopoldo. And we were the fourth church plant in the area in Sapiranga, and Taquara and Dois Irmãos began shortly after. So, but Dois Irmãos and Sapiranga are the two church plants that are blowing our minds. Because in southern Brazil, churches do not grow quickly. They do not grow large. Well, in the past. But the Lord has just been doing something miraculous in Dois Irmãos and Sapiranga, and the churches have been growing faster than we could ever have expected. And with the flooding in 2024, our church had the blessing of going to other cities and helping other churches that were devastated by the floods. And so you can see them in their full uniform to avoid the toxicity of the water as they went and helped rebuild. So this flood in 2024 reached the entire state. Almost every city of the state was impacted. And there are still people and cities that are striving to recover from the impact of it. So looking forward the next 3 years at EMEBS, pray that the Lord would bring on a full-time associate pastor paid for by the church. Pray for to train up a pastor to help with another church plant in our region and the purchase of land and to begin building. So we thought we were thinking big when we built a building for 120 people in Sapiranga, and the Lord provided for that. But within, I think it's been 4 years now, our church is feeling very cramped, and we don't have enough room for all of the ministries that we would like to be starting. Awana has very limited space. They've had to actually close off in like the cubbies. They cannot accept any more new students, which is really hard to evangelize and bring people in when you don't have room to bring in new kids. So please pray as we strive to purchase this property. We are praying for the Lord to provide the funds by August to complete the purchase. And this has room for a multi-purpose building, classrooms, an auditorium for 400, and parking. So please pray for wisdom for our leadership as they prepare for this. And it's just been so amazing watching the Lord provide for this too. Also pray for another missionary couple to take the place of Mark's parents who are retiring and begin that we can begin hosting Bible conferences and training seminars to impact our region. And for me more specifically, please be in prayer as I mentor the new children's ministry director, disciple young believers, and reach out with the gospel to unsaved families. So the Lord has specifically brought me in contact with two needy families, and the kids are coming to our WANA program, but the parents pray that the Lord would open the door for the men of our church to reach those husbands and as I build a relationship with the wives. So BGFM, Brazil Gospel Fellowship Mission, I'm so thankful to be a part of this mission and watch as the Lord works, not just in our region, but around the world. So here's the most current picture of our national conference of BGFM in 2023 and our southern field in 2024. So now our regional retreats, they are dividing us into two groups because we've gotten so big. So Rio Grande do Sul will be doing our own retreats in the future. So we may be calling you guys. But this year is up in Fortaleza for our national conference celebrating 75 years of BGFM in Brazil. So it's going to be a very exciting one. And one of our prayers as a team is Psalm 90:17. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. And an abundant portion of God's favor has been poured out upon us through your faithful prayers, support, help, and encouragement. And I just wanted to say thank you. And I also wanted to share a verse from my devotional reading. And I was in Joshua this week and was reading, Assim como esteve com Moisés, estarei com você e nunca o deixarei, nunca o abandonarei. Which says, as I was with you in the No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. And then in verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And thanks to Hebrews 13:5, we know this promise that I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Applies to us today too, that God is with us. And because of that, we do not need to fear. Even when God is moving so fast we can hardly keep up, we can just trust him. And it's one of the truths that we teach our kids in discipleship that says, Deus nunca vai deixar Ellie. God will never abandon Ellie. And so you remind them, you can't lose your hand, right? God will never abandon you either. And so we teach them that truth from Hebrews 13. And it is exciting to watch their eyes light up as they realize these truths of God's word. So if anyone needs a prayer card, I do have some more prayer cards with me, so you can talk to me. And I was wondering if anyone has any questions. Yes. No, because the Gaúcho people are still as closed as ever, and yet the Lord is just beginning to open hearts and minds. But I think one of the things, now that I think of it, is that we have families that are already mature believers coming in too, because we have people trying to find a church that faithfully teaches God's word. And so the lack of churches that are faithful in God's word and churches that don't just babysit their kids, but actually disciple them, is some of the reasons some of the families have given for coming to our church and leaving where they were before. It's because they want their kids to be discipled, not just, you know, sing fun songs while the parents are being taught. So. No. So that is one of the biggest changes, and that's one of the biggest reasons why this verse is so valuable to me, because my ministry has taken a huge change in direction so that I don't go into burnout again in the future, but also so I'm no longer field treasurer. That took a big load off, and I'm not actually leading any specific ministries. I'm in a mentoring role of those who have taken over those ministries and walking alongside now. And so we're turning over the leadership to our Brazilian people. And like you saw that prayer request, looking where, what church city near us we can also start a new church plant. But I will continue in a mentoring role now instead of heading up specific ministries, which I've discovered when I came in, I was like, what does that mean? But now I'm saying it actually is quite involved. As you spend time with people, pray with people, you visit people, and then I have the one-on-one Bible studies with the girls, and we'll be starting a couple evangelistic Bible studies. So, yeah, it's still very close. It's about a kilometer from our current, so that's 2/3 of a mile from our current location. Yeah, so right now we're kind of on a more main street, more visible. But we will be on a side street on the new location. But, you know, just the lives of our people in the city will still make us, the city, aware of our presence. So it's 3 lots. And a lot is about 12 meters by 20 meters to 25. So it's 7 times the lot that we have right now. So these are bigger lots because we're on one city lot right now, and these are were zoned a long time ago, so they're like double. It will be about 2 kilometers, 1.5 miles from where I live. Super close. So it'll be a little bit further than the current building. But I never get to walk anyway because I always give rides. So So even though I'm in walking distance now, I'm always driving to bring someone.
How much do you need to raise for the land?
Oh, yeah. I think it's 18,000. Let me double check what Mark said yesterday. I asked Mark yesterday so that I would have that answer. So we're lacking 13,000 to complete the land purchase.
And then do you have an estimate for the building?
Not yet. They still have to make the whole plans with the architect and stuff. Our current building was about 1 million reais divided by 5. So, yeah, our current building was about 200,000. Thank you. And so I'm assuming this one will be significantly more because we're going to build several buildings and a parking lot. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I actually think mixing them together. You know, and living with Katie, we speak it, mixing it too.
So.
Yes, and I have discovered you usually pick the shortest word of each language. And there are some words that just don't translate and are better in another in one language or the other. So, so. So September 5th will be 23 years. Yeah. So one more year, and I'll have lived equally in each country. And I'm in process of my Brazilian citizenship right now. So I'm just lacking one, the I'm not a criminal document from the U.S. And then I will be able to finish the process. Yeah, well, the glitch was I mailed my fingerprints and they came back to me and I got an email, we didn't receive your fingerprints. And so we mailed them again. And so I'm waiting for the FBI to send me the report saying I'm not a criminal. So the process, I had to prove that I actually lived in country for the last 4 years. And I had to have proof of paying energy bills and different things. I had to prove I'm not a criminal in my state or country down there. And I had to prove I'm not a criminal in the U.S. I had to remember every time I left and entered the country. You know, things like that was a process. I, like, take my passport, like, okay, where's all the entries and exits? And so, but this will make it a lot easier. I won't have to worry about maintaining a visa anymore. And I can have dual citizenship. So that will just have to remember which passport to show at which time. And it will make more freedom traveling around the world. Because some countries, Brazil doesn't need a visa, but the U.S. does, or vice versa. So you just research and figure out which passport to use. So that would be nice.
How long will you be in the States?
I go back July 10th, and we're really excited because Katie's mom is going back with me. So Katie's super excited. She's going to be with live with us for 2 months. So that's. What? Yes, because I'm going back. Mark and Jess get back at the beginning of August. And then please be in prayer, too. We have a team coming down in October during our church anniversary events. And we're going to be doing some programs in the public school and some cross-cultural events with the kids there and sharing the gospel with them. We're going to do a special VBS while they're there. And so they're going to do the games and some different things, and we're going to see if we can do it without a translator and see what happens. But and they'll be helping in Awana and things, so that's going to be a really special time. But so you can be praying for us that we can use that to the best advantage of reaching into the community. There. So, any more questions? Every time someone scratches their head, I think, oh, a question. So thank you so much. And I love being able to come back and share with you guys and see you guys again. Mm-hmm.